My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our good Lord has given us so many things, so many aids and means for our salvation. He's given us the Holy Scripture. He's given us the church. He sent us, of course, His only begotten Son who died on the cross and gave up His life for our sake. And then instituting the church, our Lord left behind the sacraments, including His own body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, which is renewed at every Holy Mass through the sacrament of the priesthood. Our Lord has enabled all these things. But is it sufficient for our salvation? I don't want to scandalize anybody, but the answer is not exactly. It's not sufficient, because there's one thing that God does not provide, that we have to provide. St. Augustine said, "He who made you without your participation will not save you without your participation." We have to supply something, our assent to the truth, and we have to conform our will to the will of God. And unfortunately, there are many Christians who live under the delusion that their salvation is secure. But we hear in the first reading the prophet Jeremiah giving a warning: put not your trust in the deceitful words, "This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord." Only if you thoroughly reform your ways and your deeds, if each of you deals justly with his neighbor, no longer oppresses the resident alien, the orphan, and the widow, no longer shed innocent blood in this place, or follow strange gods to your own harm, will I remain with you in this place. He goes on to say, making the accusation, you know, of these things, these sins that Israel was committing: "Are you to steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal, go after strange gods that you know not, and yet come stand before me in this house which bears my name and say, 'We are safe, we can commit all these abominations again'?" The sacrament of confession exists for us for those times when we fail to live according to God's will, when we fail to love Him above ourselves, and we choose our selfish desires and selfish will against the law of God, against the Holy Spirit. And our merciful Lord has given us this sacrament so that we can come and confess our sin with a contrite heart and ask for forgiveness. But it is possible to make a bad confession, not only by omitting some sin of which we're aware, but too embarrassed or too proud to confess, but also through the sin of presumption, to simply deceive ourselves into thinking, "Well, you know, I really don't have this honest intention to change my life. I'm attached to this sin, but I'll go and I'll get, you know, the slate wiped clean, so to speak, and hopefully I won't die before I commit this sin again." That's not true contrition. That's just kind of an insurance policy that isn't going to hold up at the last judgment. So our Lord warns us against falling into that self-deceit. And the church is for everyone, the saints among us and the sinners, which we all are, even the saints, until they leave this life, unless they're confirmed in grace, which occasionally, you know, is the case for some very privileged and blessed souls. But for most of us, we're not confirmed in grace until the last judgment. Then the Lord will let us know. But in the meantime, we're prone to sin. So it is also possible that the church is inhabited by those souls who are not sincere. That's the weeds here that the Lord speaks of in this parable. It's not our job to try to take them out of the church, but to be clear in our own hearts and in our own minds that our salvation depends in some small part, but essential part, on our own goodwill to follow Christ by denying ourselves and living according to the will of God, which entails the cross for all of us. Let us pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary that we never allow ourselves to be lulled into that false security that just because we're Christians, just because we're Catholic, we are safe without necessarily doing the work of conversion, which is a lifelong process. Let's ask her for the grace to be aware of our failings and where we are not living according to God's will, and ask her for the grace of a good will to make those changes that are necessary so that we do our part for our own salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary.